The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the AP McCoy Racing Podcast. We're going to be looking ahead to the meeting at Kempton today, where AP has three rides. He needs four more winners to reach the elusive 4,000 winner mark following two successes at Carlisle yesterday. Morning, AP. How's it going?
Good, thanks, yeah. Good.
As I mentioned, you were at Carlisle yesterday. A course where you've had a lot of success in recent weeks, and another double yesterday. You must have been pleased with that.
Yeah, I was pleased with that. You know, I had plenty of good rides, so I probably would have been disappointed if I didn't have a couple of winners, but at the same time, any day come away with a couple of winners is a good day too, so I was pleased to have the two winners, as I said.
You won on Oscar Fortune and Red Lion Rock. Both look pretty smart prospects. I mean, you didn't know a lot about the bumper horse prior to racing, and it may have been that he didn't beat much, but he did it nicely enough, didn't he?
Yeah, as you said, he didn't beat much probably, but he couldn't have done it any nicer than he did, so that was pretty good. And Oscar Fortune, looks a nice horse for the future. He stayed as well. He idled a bit when he got to the front, so on, but a good performance. I was happy with him, yeah.
And all the mounts, bar maybe Bescot Springs, went pretty close. I mean, the likes of Tap Knight may have just needed the run, but certainly ran nice enough races.
Yeah, Tap Knight probably needed the run, but he probably got beat by a good horse too. So Cowdy too was pretty impressive, so he might have got beat by a good horse too. And Halliwell kind of frightened himself early on at one of the fences and just took him, you know, just didn't really, lost his confidence and just never really got jumping, but I'm sure he'll improve for the run, that's for sure.
Okay then, so four winners to go, we're getting ever nearer to the 4,000 mark. Do you feel any pressure at all, as the winners sort of stack up? Do you think that, or is it just once you're out on the course, it's just you and the horse and that's all you're thinking of?
Yeah, pretty much. It's hopefully it's one of them things that's going to happen whenever it happens. The sooner the better, obviously, but it is going to happen. Hopefully, I stay in one piece. So there's no real mad pressure as such. You know, it's not like there's a time bracket on it, you know, that it has to be done by the end of the season or something like that. So, you know, hopefully it'll just be nice when it happens, you know.
Okay, then. As I mentioned, you're at Kempton today. It's a pretty strong card, actually. We see the likes of Grand Cru making their seasonal reappearance, and we'd all like to see Grand Cru back to the form of a couple of seasons ago, wouldn't we?
Yeah, he's back over hers, I'm sure. He's obviously got top weight and given away a bit of weight to the others, but if he's in good enough form, he's the best horse in the race, so I wouldn't be surprised if he won.
Okay, then. We'll kick things off then. Your first mount, I should say, is in the first race. It is in the 105, and you ride Chalk It Down for Warren Greatrix, who's ran okay the last twice after a bumper success. That's pretty solid form, but this looks a competitive little race.
Yeah, the bumper he won was a pretty moderate race in Wincanton or in Newton Abbot, and the form has kind of worked out that way, that it's a pretty moderate race. You know, he's probably got it all to do. I would think the top horse, Valen Detai of Mickey Henderson, is probably the one to beat, you know. Devon Drome is another one that is got okay form and a bumper for Paul Weber. And maybe one other, I thought maybe Seedling and Charlie Edgerton is a pretty impressive sort of horse when he won his bumper and he might be the one, so, but I think the top one's going to win, to be honest.
Okay then, the Henderson runner there in the 105. The 135, you ride Captain Cutter for Nicky Henderson, a very short price favourite, heavily odds on at the time of recording. but would appear to bring comfortably the best form to the table.
Yeah, he's got a pretty nice bumper form. I'm hoping that he'll be able to win. He's obviously got probably Reverb, Nicky's other horse to beat, maybe Fine Words of Alan King. But his bumper form is pretty solid, and if he was to, you know, you'd be hoping that he'd perform well enough, he should be able to win, you know.
Okay, then. And the final mount today, you stick around for this one. It's at 3:45 for John Drew O'Neill, and it's Foundation Man. Still a maiden after six starts, but he remains pretty unexposed and ran a really good race on his return from an absence on his chasing debut at Utox the last time out.
Yeah, he's been a disappointing horse, really, to be honest. I thought he might have won the last day and he got beat. Wasn't the strongest race in the world, and he's up £7. Hopefully he's got a good chance. Hopefully he's got a good chance. Hopefully he'll improve for the run. Upton Mead looks in a tough sort. It's won plenty, and Nemmons Gent of Paul Webber's is probably the other one that's probably the one of the lesser exposed ones. But hopefully Foot Foundation Man, if he improves in his run, he'll need to, because he's up £7, but hopefully he'll improve and he'll have a good chance. But he's been a disappointing horse, and it's just disappointing that he hasn't won already, you know.
Okay then, if I had to pin you down to a best ride today, AP?
Captain Cutter is definitely my best ride.
Okay, good stuff. Well, fingers crossed we can have at least one more winner, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.